Joyful Manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations. Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're in our second show for Valentine's Day. This is a part three series, specially meant for Valentine's Day. We had our first show on January 17th of this year. The second show is today, January 31st. And the last show, the third part of this Valentine's Day special, is on February 14th. Yes, that's Valentine's Day. How wonderful that we get to talk about soulmate manifestation on Valentine's Day. How are you preparing for Valentine's Day? Are you looking forward to having the love of your life, the man that you love, the woman that you love, declare his love for you and present you with something wonderful? Is this what you've been waiting for the last few years? Is this what you think is going to finally happen this Valentine's Day? Joyful Manifestation is here to help you manifest a wonderful Valentine's Day. Definitely go through the process in the Joyful Manifestation book, available on Amazon.com and other online retailers, and start to manifest a wonderful Valentine's Day for yourself. Look forward to joyful energy, happy energies, enthusiastic energies, really excited energies. Give out the best energy that you can possibly think of and look forward to the rewards that come to you back again this Valentine's Day. Joyful Manifestation helps you manifest whatever you want in your life joyfully. We've all heard of magic and we've heard of miracles. What is magic? Magic is a special power to create and manifest what you want to manifest. It is something that people normally don't see happening on a day-to-day basis. So basically, if you have the power to manifest something, that's magic if you're doing it in a supernatural way, a way that is not followed normally. For example, let's say that you're walking down the street and you go from point A to point B. That's normal. Walking down the street, driving down the street, following a particular path, that's normal. Magic, that's you suddenly appearing at another point when you're originally standing somewhere else. That's magic. Sudden manifestation. Suddenly seeing something happen. And if you're able to do that, that's magic. That's creating something that's different and extraordinary. So not being able to find an explanation that is logical, but suddenly making something happen. Here's somebody, he's standing at point A, and then, wow, he's there at point Z. And it happened like that in an instant. He did not take a car to get there. He did not walk down that road. He didn't even fly, but it just happened. So that's using supernatural forces and supernatural power to make something happen. That's magic. A miracle is an event that happens unexpected. Out of the blue, you receive a check for $1 million, and there is no logical explanation behind it. That's a miracle. It's just appeared out of blue. How does magic and miracles work? In the law of attraction. How does this happen? Well, it is a law of attraction, of course, and it is joyful manifestation. So really, anything is possible. Anything is possible. We will talk more about it. Magic and miracles under the law of attraction. Is this normal or is this not normal? Is this a supernatural event? Is this supernatural power? Is that what is making the magic happen? What is it that's making the magic happen? We're not talking of tricks. We're not saying oh, this person was at point A, and then he suddenly had some kind of conveyance that took him from point A to point B, when everybody's eyes were blindfolded or everything got dark. It's not a trip. We're talking of magic, the real-time magic, where something is made to happen. So you make something happen magically. An event happens miraculously. It just happens. And there's no real explanation for it. It's not a trick. It's not a sleight of hand. We're not talking of a magician's magic, but we're talking about something that happens out of the blue. Something good, of course. We're talking of good things here, positive things, nice. And of course, we're approaching Valentine's Day. What we're going to do is we're going to try to tune you into magic and miracles in the show. And continue into the final show that's on February 14th. Joyful Manifestation is here to help you create the life of your dream. The Joyful Manifestation show started on December 7th. It was created out of some wonderful energy, some wonderful synergies of some wonderful energies, and it all came together magically. The Joyful Manifestation Show is a high vibration show. When you tune into the show, you start to flow the energy as you get aligned to it. You get aligned to the Joyful Manifestation energy and you start to flow it. As you start to flow it, wonderful things start happening. Wonderful magic starts happening. You see miracles happening. Things happen that you would never expect to happen, all because you're connected to a special vibration, and that is the joyful manifestation vibration. This energy exists in space. All you have to do is tap into it. And in order to tap into it, all you have to learn is how to tap into it. Money manifestation and soulmate manifestation are very integral parts of joyful manifestation. I decided to focus only on these two subjects because I love seeing people prosper and make a lot of money. I love helping people get their soulmates to win them. I love doing that. Hence my focus on money manifestation and soulmate manifestation. And joyful manifestation is focused on both of these areas of life. You can take its principles and apply it to any life area. Any life area, and it will work. It's just that I love to focus on helping people make a lot of money and to win their soulmates and have happy and successful lives. We're stepping into money manifestation now. Work and career. We will be taking a short break. You can listen to some music. You will hear the sound of money, of coins. Allow it to enter your mind. And get your vibrations ready to hear the sound of money coming into your life. We're coming back soon. Hold on tight. Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into money manifestation now, work and career. We were talking about magic and we were talking about miracles and how joyful manifestation can help you see that magic and those miracles in your life with regards to money and soulmate. As I mentioned earlier, joyful manifestation can be used for any life area. It's just that I am focusing on money and soulmate love in this show. Because, well, I like helping people manifest success in their lives. How can you use joyful manifestation to create miracles and magic in your life where money is concerned? Money is a certain vibration. It's something that your mind has to grasp. The idea of money being around you. The idea of money being available in plenty. The idea of there being the bank of God. Literally available to you to tap into. It's your consciousness. Your consciousness has to be aligned with money. And it must contain a lot of money vibrations in it. Creating magic means empowering your mind to create money magically whenever you think of it. If you think of $1,000, that's it. It's appeared. It's in your lap. Literally, if you've thought of $1,000,000, it's with you. Anything that you want is with you. Whatever you want, whatever sum of money that you can imagine is now with you miraculously. The event of having money happens miraculously. It just happens. You don't know how it happened, but it just happens. You could land a job out of the blue when there's nothing available in the market. You could come across a bag of money. And between you and me, because we're saying you're not returning it, but it's a joke. You can come across a bag of money and it's yours. You can find treasure somewhere and it's yours. You just happen upon money. Money just comes to you. You get things suddenly, like the promotion. You don't even know how it happened, but it happened. It just happens. And for that, you need to tune your mind into money magic. I call it money magic. The ability to touch anything and it turns into gold. Literally. How tuned are you to gold? How tuned are you to money? That really, really matters. So let's say you've been trying for a job for some time and you've been looking at everything that's happening in the market and you feel there's nothing available for you. Like literally nothing. Nothing is available for you to look at and even apply. It's just not there. However, when you get into joyful manifestation energy, suddenly, out of the blue, jobs start to turn up. They manifest all of a sudden. It just happens. Miracles happen. Magic happens. Miraculously, everything starts to appear. So the same screen, computer screen that you could have been staring at, let's bring in fictitious Jane. The same computer screen that fictitious Jane could have been staring at suddenly appears to have all of these job opportunities out of the blue, and it doesn't matter what the market is like, and it doesn't matter what people say, and it doesn't matter if a lot of people have said, no, there are no jobs available, nothing is available, there's nothing out there. I've searched, there's nothing out there. No, it suddenly happened. It just happens, and this can happen. It can happen. It's magic. But it happens because you're in joyful manifestation energy, because in joyful manifestation energy, anything can happen. Anything good can happen. Fictitious Jane might be thinking there are no jobs, and a lot of jobs appear. Out of the blue, suddenly they're flooding her computer screens. They're like, oh, what happened? That's a lot of jobs. Where did they come from? And guess what? All of those jobs seem to have my name written on. Those jobs want me. They're looking for me. They're looking for somebody exactly. Oh my God. They're looking for someone exactly like me. They even have my name on it and my picture. Okay, fine. There's no name and there's no picture, but you feel as if those jobs are made just for you. And they're there only because you're in the right vibration. That's when magic happens. Magic is you suddenly being in the right vibration. It's like being in the right place at the right time. You don't know how you got there. It's not that you took a road. No, it's not a path. But you use something, and that's the joyful manifestation process. You suddenly got aligned to the place where magic happens. Unicorns are there. There's some fairies flying. There are some angels over there. Oh my God, look at those rainbows and those pots of gold at the end of the rainbows. Oh, did I just see pots of gold everywhere? Sparkles everywhere. You're in an alternate universe. You are in joyful manifestation energy. And when you're in this world of joyful manifestation, all kinds of things can happen. Good things can happen. In this place, you can manifest jobs like this, and you can manifest money like this. It's because there are so many opportunities happening, because you're connected to something very special. You're connected to this program. You're connected to my book. You're connected to these vibrations. And you know that you're in this special place where only good things can happen to you. And you stop tuning into everything and everybody else. You know, everything and everybody else. Whoever's talking about doomsday. Doomsday. And whoever's talking about, oh, this is not happening and that is not happening. And he left me and he ran away. And he jilted me again. And he left me at the altar. And they rejected me again. This is like the 1,000th job that I've been to interview. And they've rejected me again. An actor thinks, oh God, how many times am I supposed to send them my portfolio? Look at my portfolio. I'm gorgeous. Can't you see that? No, we can't see that. Sorry, you're blind, you're deaf, you're dumb. We don't see anything. You're like the three monkeys. Except that we don't see good, we don't hear good, and we don't speak good. The three monkeys, they're not supposed to hear evil, they're not supposed to see evil, and they're not supposed to speak evil. But in this case, it's almost as if everybody can't hear good, can't see good, and can't speak good. It's the other alternate universe where these other things are happening. That is not joyful manifestation. When you hear people saying this negative thing and that negative thing, all of this is going to go into your mind. It's going to defeat you even before you start your journey to goodness. Even before you start. And then what happens when you walk? More negative, more negative. Oh my God, how defeated can somebody become? And then finally they think, okay, this is the lot in my life. This is my lot in my life because this is how the world runs. And I have no idea who's running it. Somebody's evil twin sister must be running this world. But all kinds of weird things are happening. And if you're listening to music that's weird and odd, and they're talking about all of these things, what do you think is going to happen? It's bad energy. It's not joyful energy. It's not joyful manifestation energy. It's some kind of weird alternate reality where all kinds of weird alternate things are happening. And if that's what you're tuning into, then magic and miracles with the unicorns and the fairies and the angels and the baby birds and everything cute and everything sweet and everything lovely and harmonious, we don't know where they are because they're busy hiding under bushes and places that you can't even find them. Money manifestation for you to be able to see good news. Oh, I want to work with you. I want to sign you up for this contract. I want you in this movie. I want to have you walk the runway. I want you to wear my designer clothes. And I want to give you this big contract. I want to give you this great job. I want to give you this permanent job. You see, joyful manifestation covers everybody. It's people who want permanent job, and it's people who want to be billionaires and trillionaires. Covers everything and everybody. No dream is too small for joyful manifestation to cover you. And then you can dream bigger. You can dream bigger. It's whatever you want, correct? It's whatever you want. And you can take the principles of joyful manifestation and apply it to you. And money manifestation is no different. All it requires is a dream. All it requires is an intention. All it requires is some thought that magic can happen anywhere and anytime. If you find that you are in a reality where, let's bring in fictitious Jane. If fictitious Jane finds that she is in a reality where things are not happening for her, she needs to look at her universe and see what she's connected with and then go from there. Because in that universe that she is in, she might be making friends with people who don't see miracles and magic happening all the time. She needs to reconnect to those people who see good things happening for themselves. Money manifestation, seeing and hearing money. It is so important because money literally runs lives. It really runs lives. And miracles and magic, where money is concerned, can happen anywhere. It's almost like having a magic wand and you're saying, I want $1 million now. And it appears. There it is. And if you're not able to connect to it, just look at what you're connected to. Look at what you're listening to and look at what you're watching. Look at the news that you're watching. Screen everything that you're watching. It's not about being superstitious. It's about getting out things that don't serve you. And being in a place where people contact you automatically because they want to work for you, with you. And in addition to that, knowing that you have the skills to attract the kind of job that you want. Magic and miracles are connected to prayer. What prayers do is that they help you believe more. And they help you get into a place, into a certain energy where you think that your prayers are being answered. And in that, magic happens, miracles happen. Ultimately, however, what it is it is joyful manifestation energy that you're connecting to. The prayers have certain warnings in them, and they make you believe you can do it. And you're kind of calling on certain energies to help you. But after you say a prayer, you're supposed to let it go and let the joyful manifestation energy come in and help you. When you see people making a lot of money and they're billionaires and they enjoy this and they enjoy that, they have careers that are working for them. They have somehow reached a certain energy where money jingles and money calls money, and good things start to happen automatically for them. Making money for them has become easy. The other day, I was at an Audi showroom and there was a $215,000 car. an Audi car, when you come across a car like that in that price range, what happens? A manager there walked past me. I asked him about the car, and he said, "You know something? I don't know how people pay for these cars. I can't afford it." That's what he said, and he walked past me. I was thinking to myself, well, he's making a statement. In actuality, it's a realistic statement made from his mindset. He's the manager of the showroom. But what exactly is he doing? Is he making an affirmation there? Is that an affirmation? I can't afford that car. I don't know how people buy those cars. And he walks past me. I mean, he was polite, don't get me wrong. And he actually took the time to talk to me. And I was inquiring about the car. There are many ways that you can look at this. He could have said something like, "Wow, that's an expensive car. I'm so happy that we carry these cars. And there are many people who like to buy it. I personally would love to have it, and I'm sure I can have it one day." Even if he doesn't tell me these things, he doesn't have to tell me these things, but this is how he can think. That's an expensive car. It's so beautiful. I would like to own it one day, and I'm sure I can own it one day. If he thought that way instead of telling me, "I can never afford that car. I don't know how people pay for it." And he's the manager of the showroom. That's a very, I don't want to call it negative exactly, but a not very positive way of thinking that maybe one day I can afford it. How can he write away his life and say, "I can't afford that car. I don't think I can ever afford that car"? How can he just write away the rest of his life by saying that? What about having a dream that there could be a way that you could own that car? Okay, maybe you don't want that exact car, but something in the price range. I was happy looking at that car. I was like, "Whoa, that's beautiful." And I was thinking of owning it. But that's my thinking. I don't think anything is past me. I don't think there's anything that I can't do. I always feel that I can do it. However, when you're a manager of a higher-end car showroom, thinking that you can't get something and then wondering how people can buy it, that's a different mindset. The way to approach something would be, even if somebody can't buy it at that time, fictitious Jane, if she can't afford it at that time, she could say, "Well, I love that car. It looks really good. And I'm sure I'm going to see it in my garage one day. I'm going to get a much bigger house with a garage that can house 10 cars." That's the way that somebody who thinks in a bigger scale thinks. That's how their mind works. Okay, if I can't do it right now, I see myself having it. In fact, when I think of something, I don't even think that I can't do it now. I just directly go to the time in my mind where I can have it. I don't even spend time in the place where I can't have it. There are people who can say, "Okay, I can't have it now, but maybe one day." I don't even go there to, "I can't have it now. I'm already in the place where I have it." What's going to happen? This universe is vast, and you've got the bank of God available. If I want that car, it's going to happen. And as big a house that I need to house that car, as many cars, it's going to happen. It can happen. It will happen. Why not? It can happen. In my reality, it can happen. That's where we want you to be. That's really where we want you to be, where you can think that it can happen. You can make it happen. And why not?
can start.
Thinking like that, when you're connected to the people that can help your mind and support your mind, think in that way. And your mind is not collapsing and thinking, oh no, how can it be? I don't have the education, I don't have this, I don't have that. No, God has given you, you. You have you. And you are a miracle yourself. And you can make magic happen. You just have to get into that place, that joyful manifestation vibration where you see things happen. The good things happen. And you don't even wonder why it should not happen. Because if you're in joyful manifestation energy, it should happen. The world should open up to you. The world should open up to you and help you manifest money magically. We're going into soulmate manifestation now. Love and sex. We are doing a special Valentine's Day show, and we want to help you get aligned to your Valentine's Day magic. Be coming back soon. Listen to some music. You will be listening to Take a Chance on Me, Mamma Mia. There is some conversation in the movie because this is directly from the movie. The song is taken from the movie. It's a very high vibration song where the woman asks the man to take a chance on her in a happy way, in a joyful way. End of the song, they're all singing and dancing because they're celebrating Meryl Streep's in-movie wedding to Pierce Brosnan. And when their joy comes up and explodes, that's when Earth releases a gush, a stream of water to celebrate their happiness. Hold on tight, we're coming back soon.
If you change your mind. I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
Sorry.
If you need me, let me know. I'm gonna be around. If you've got no place to go, if you're feeling down, speech. I'm gonna make a speech, everybody. Get ready. If you're all alone. Take a chance on me. Take a chance on me. We can go dancing.
We can go walking.
Let's get together. Listen to some music.
Maybe just talking.
You get to know me better.
You know I've got so much that I wanna do. When I dream I'm alone with you, it's magic.
You want me to leave it there?
Afraid of a love affair?
But I think you know that I can't let go. You're all alone when the pretty birds have flown. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
Gonna do my very best, and it ain't no lie. If you put me to the test,
if you let me try, take a chance on me.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer, back on the Joyful Manifestation Show. We're into soulmate manifestation now, love and sex. How has your soulmate been treating you? Are you watching him or her respond positively to the energy that you have been projecting? What you project is what you're going to get back. If you see positive things happening, positive reactions, responses, her acknowledging that she likes you directly or indirectly, him acknowledging that he likes you directly or indirectly, you are well placed for miracles and magic, miracles and magic to happen in your life where love is concerned. You know what I love about love? The never give up attitude when somebody doesn't give up. Just knowing that you're going to get the person. He's going to be there in your life. She's going to be there in your life. Saying what you want her to say. Hearing what you want to hear. The three words, I love you. And I think you rock. Okay, that's more than three words, but I just threw in the last few. See, when your soulmate likes you, he does think that you rock. That's why he likes you. He really thinks you rock, you know? He thinks you're special. He thinks you're amazing. He thinks, does nobody like you? And if you search the whole earth, everywhere, he's not going to find anybody like you. In my work, in soulmate manifestation, I can't express how many situations I have found that it is when the man and when the woman feel like there's something special about the connection and just leaving this person and going away is not going to help because, hey, he's special, she's special, and you have this connection and nothing's going to take it away from you and the universe wants to help you be together because when two people of good vibrations, good soulmate energy vibrations are together, magic happens. Magic hat. Because the energies together create magic. It's just amazing. You can't find that. Amazing synchronicity. It's amazing coincidences. It's just amazing firework. It's amazing through and through. And that's the magic of soulmate manifestation. If you're patient and you know she belongs to you, she will be with you to guide you in life. She will hold your hand. What's the song, Beatles? I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. In Beatles song, it's about holding hands, correct? And that's what you're doing. You're just holding hands and going through life together and manifesting whatever it is that you want to. And you create this bubble of energy in which all kinds of good things happen. Because in your bubble, there is a bubble that's created, you know, man and the woman. I know I talk about men and women in my examples, but joyful manifestation, soulmate manifestation applies to everybody, even same-sex relationships. I work with same-sex relationships also, and they're just as powerful as man-woman relationship. I just work with this situation. This woman was in love with another woman and she felt really bad. Let's take fictitious Jane and fictitious Elizabeth. So fictitious Jane is in love with fictitious Elizabeth. She's loved her for a few years. She's loved her for some time. They had a relationship and then fictitious Elizabeth left fictitious Jane for someone else. Fictitious Jane comes to me. And she doesn't know how to do this because she's separated from fictitious Elizabeth for the last 1.5 years, literally. And nothing's happening. Fictitious Elizabeth is with somebody else, and this somebody else just happens to be in love with her too. I work with fictitious Jane. We work for 2 weeks. Fictitious Elizabeth is back with fictitious Jane. After 1.5 years of separation, fictitious Jane had accumulated a lot of blocks in her mind with regards to the situation with fictitious Elizabeth. She thought fictitious Elizabeth is never coming back. I have a different perspective. I have access to higher vibrations. I am a joyful manifester. I know how to do soulmate manifestation like the back of my hand. I know how to do soulmate manifestation really, really well. And in 2 weeks' time, fictitious Elizabeth was back with fictitious Jane. She loved fictitious Jane. This is what happened. I created the right connections between both of them. Good things started happening between each other. They're together now and you're really happy. But if somebody is in the place where fictitious Jane was, where fictitious Elizabeth is concerned, starts to think all kinds of negative things, that it's not going to happen, stop, because it can happen. It can happen. There have been so many relationships that I have worked on, and there are very, very fast results. The faster you work with me, faster you see things the way I guide you to see them, the faster you will have positive results. It's because I see things in a certain way, because my mind and my brain, I'm wired to be a joyful manifester. My mind works in certain patterns. It works in certain ways. I will not see something the way somebody else sees it. I will see it in an entirely different way. And because I see it that way, it happens. I'm wired like that. I was born like that. I'm wired like that. When I work with a client and she starts to see things the way I see it, so what happens is, here she is, she's seeing all these blocks and obstacles and then all these negative things that are happening. I come in, I look at different levels. I see things that she doesn't see. I get her to do some things. I get her to think some things. I get her to say some things. And as she starts to get into my energy, she starts to see the way I see. And her mind starts to get trained to be a joyful manifester's mind, a wonderful soulmate manifester's mind. Because remember, in soulmate manifestation, we're using joyful manifestation energy. It's just that there are some extra processes or some extra steps involved with soulmate manifestation because we're dealing with love. As she starts to see things the way I see it and her mind starts to get aligned to my mind, she's able to see outcomes that I can see for her and that I know would happen. It's just that she needs to start working in the way I work and think the way I think. And as she starts to do that, she starts to use a joyful manifestation process and the soulmate manifestation process. She starts to see results really quickly. And the faster she does it, the faster it happens. Mistakes, common mistakes made. She tried to make her jealous. This just pushed her away. This pushed fictitious Elizabeth away for some time. She tried different things. Nothing worked. Soulmate manifestation has to be done in a certain way. And that's how it can bring results that you want to see happen. And now this client, fictitious Jane and fictitious Elizabeth, can have a wonderful Valentine's Day because, hey, they got together before February 14th and they can say I love you to each other. And it's wonderful. It's beautiful to see relationships work. These are certain vibrations and being stuck in the energy of blocks and obstacles and everybody and their brothers and sisters and all the relatives throwing obstacles all the time. I mean, come on, people. Let two people love and let two people live. Let them love. Let them enjoy what universe wants them to enjoy. Why stop people from loving each other? It just doesn't make sense to me. And so I find ways out of these things. I find different. If this path is blocked, I'll take that path. If that path is blocked, I'll take this path. It's all mind and then actions, correct? Mind, actions, a combination from your mind and then your actions. So this path is blocked. Okay, let's take this one. If this is blocked, I'll take that one. If that one is blocked, I'll take this one. And so on and so forth. We're rewiring the situation so that it produces and it gives outcomes that work, that really work. Trust me when I say it, a lot of people have trained their minds to work in certain ways that are self-defeating. Let me give you another example. I helped this woman, fictitious Jane again, Okay, let's come up with another name. Fictitious Mary. I help fictitious Mary start talking to the man who had pushed her away for some time. So we bring him back into her life. And I advise fictitious Mary not to push him right because he's still kind of wishy-washy. And to do a couple of additional things that would really make her get the commitment she wanted. She did what she wanted to do. What she found was the man was flirting with other women. She got so irritated, she told him to get lost forever and ever and never come back. Oh, those are reactions. And reactions can have consequences that are unwanted. What I told her was, he's just reintroduced himself back into your life. Don't push his buttons. He's not yours. He's not yours yet. Work with the soulmate manifestation process. At least we got him back. He's talking to you. He's dating you. You're having a wonderful time. But he hasn't committed to you yet. Before the commitment is given, trying to exercise your right doesn't help because he's not recognizing that fictitious Mary has any right. Maybe a little bit of rights, but nothing that tells him not to flirt with other women. I'm not saying he was right, but fictitious Mary needs to look at the fact that fictitious Tom is not hers yet. She needs to work with this a little more patiently. But what she started to do was she started to get this false sense of empowerment. It's a false sense of empowerment because she suddenly said, why am I doing all the work? What is he doing? He's out there flirting with other women. And I'm doing all the work. Fictitious Mary, you're working on your love karma. You're working on your love karmas. You need to be patient about this because it's your patterns that you're cleansing out. Fictitious Mary came back to me after doing all of this and he left her. He left her for a couple of weeks. So she was angry for a couple of weeks and 3 weeks, I think. And then she came back and she said, I'm so sorry. You're not getting rid of me and I need him back. I messed up. Okay, we worked on it. A week later, he was back in her life and she decided that she's going to be nice to him. That she is not going to get these false sense of empowerment where she abuses him for doing something that a lot of men do when they're not committed. It's not whether it's right or it's wrong. Whoever is the client, whoever is interested in this person has to be patient and remember that unless he's hers, he's not hers. And even after being hers, she needs to be treating him well. We're going into a short visualization right now for Valentine's Day. Imagine your soulmate calling you and saying that he loves you. He wants to take you out. He wants to give you a box of chocolate. He wants to give you a present, something really special. So here he is. Close your eyes and think of him. Think of his beautiful face, handsome face. If you're a man, think of her beautiful eyes. Her beautiful hair, her beautiful smile, her beautiful face. You're imagining him saying to you now, if you're a woman, I love you and I want to take you out on Valentine's Day. Imagine his deep voice, his gorgeous, deep, sexy voice, and it's coming from some area in his stomach. You know how people talk from their throat, right? They've got a throat voice, they've got a head voice, and then you've got that man who's got like this deep, deep voice. It's like, I'd like to take you out. And he's got this deep voice, which comes from the base stomach somewhere. He says, would you like to go out with me? And you're, yes. That's your answer. Remember, don't stall, don't hesitate. This is not the time to play games. Just accept his invitation. Let him be the leader. Let him make the plans. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Even if all you get is a box of chocolates in the end, it's a loving box of chocolates. It's a box of chocolate full of love. Whatever it is, I'm not telling you to get attached to what he's giving you. It's the thought that counts. And just open yourself to joy. Let his voice resonate in your ears. Let his voice resonate in your mind. Let his voice resonate in your being. Let the vibrations of his voice, his deep, gorgeous voice, say hello to you. So now that you've got his invitation and now that you've said yes, are you getting excited? Get excited now. Don't have any expectations that are negative. Don't feel that, oh my God, he didn't call me early enough. It's the last minute. No, he's calling you. He's texting you. He's asking you out. This is your Valentine's Day special guy. And he wants to take you out. And maybe he might say something nice to you. Maybe he might say, let's be in a relationship. I want to marry you. Something good that you've always wanted to hear. These are the words that you're going to hear this time. There's no need to think that he's not going to call you. Maybe he will. Imagine his beautiful face. Imagine his height. Imagine his shoulders. Imagine his skin. And imagine his wonderful lips and how it's going to feel when he kisses you this time. It's going to feel so good. Imagine his mouth coming closer and closer to yours. Imagine your lips getting ready for his lips. Imagine him finally making the move. Imagine him giving you a wonderful kiss. Imagine both of you hugging and holding each other and making love into Valentine's night. This is your soulmate, and it's okay to open up to him. An affirmation for you. It is okay to open up to my soulmate this time around. It is okay for me to take a risk. It is okay because he's my soulmate and I can take any risk that I want to with my soulmate. As I open myself up to him and allow him to make love to me the way that he would like to make love to me. It is okay to allow him to make love to me, kissing me all over my body, kissing me on my face, kissing me everywhere. As I hold him and I allow him to do what he would like to do to express his love to me, it is okay because I am safe with my soulmate. We're at the end of our show now. We'll be listening to Jim Morrison of The Doors, the song Light My Fire. It's a wonderful song, basically saying, come on, baby, light my fire. There will be one more Valentine's Day show on Valentine's Day, February 14th. This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, signing off. We'll be back in a couple of weeks, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Until then, keep your thoughts positive and build up the energy for a wonderful Valentine's Day. Thank you and have a wonderful rest of the day.
Digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a true fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a true fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on. Set the night on fire.